The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
Do you remember last week? We spoke with Margo, and she found herself in the middle of a bet between her new boyfriend and his friends. Here's her explaining it.
I got a call the other day from one of my girlfriends, and she basically was wanting to warn me about something.
Okay.
I was like, okay, what is it? And she was like, apparently this guy, she found out, like, him and his friends made a bet that he couldn't sleep with me in the first 30 days.
Yeah, so I think, I mean, everybody was just kind of like, I think what you need to do is definitely not let him win this bet.
No. You got to let the 30 days play out. And if he's still around, I think that speaks volumes as to whether it was just a bet or if he's got some serious feelings for you.
Right. So, got Margo with a little update here. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey. So thank you so much for allowing us to contact you again.
Yeah.
When last we spoke, you found out that a guy that you had been seeing, you were really vibing on, clicking with, one of your girlfriends warned you that she found out that he and his buddies, like, you were a pawn in his, like, little game to see if he could get you into bed.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. A little bit of time has passed, and you actually said in your note that you didn't want to wait the 30 days before talking to him about this. So, catch us up.
Yeah. So I did end up talking to him because I couldn't, like, have this information and have it eat me up and not do anything. So I did talk to him, and he basically was, like, saying that it was, like, all his friends' ideas, and he was like, no, but I don't even want to do that. Like, I really do like you. Like, I really did get to know you, and I didn't know it was going to develop this way and blah blah blah. So just like kind of how I was.
So he kind of fesses up to it. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yes.
Yeah. In a way. And then he's all like, but I actually started developing feelings for you. At first it was a game, but now I'm developing feelings.
Yes. Yeah.
So how did that make you feel?
I mean I'm obviously still a little, like, cautious, but it wasn't even his idea to begin with. And it's like, he does like me and I like him. Like, it's just one of the things where you can't really deny what is going on between us.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So, like, I know he's telling the truth when he says that he has feelings for me.
Okay. And you believe him?
Yeah.
Because I know that was a tough thing for you at first to get over.
I didn't know. Yeah, because now I laid it out all out. Like, he knows I know and everything. And,
right. You
know, he kind of told me how that kind of came about in a weird way. I don't know. But, like, yeah, no, I really do like him. And he really does like me, too, you know?
All right.
Okay. Yeah, like, if this was just a weird way of us supposed to meet, you know?
This is certainly a story that I guess you can tell people later about. Well, Margo,
maybe.
I mean, hey, I'm wishing the best for you. I hope it works out, and it sounds like, you know, you feel good about it, right?
I do feel good about it.
All right. Well, and that's all we can hope for. So. Appreciate you allowing us to check back in with you. And Margo, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
You're welcome.
She's Kate Hudson. He's Matthew McConaughey. It's going to work out. They're together in the end.
I mean, everybody was drawing those comparisons with, what was that, She's All That? Or what was the movie?
Yes, something 100%. Like that. 100%. This is a rom-com, and it's going to end up in the happy ending like we all expect. You know what? I think it's good. I think, like she said, you know, it wasn't his idea.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like he was just going to go along with it. And he's going to prove whether he is truthful with what he said with his actions and the way he treats her.
Okay. All right. Well, you know,
you're cautious. Are you not like buying it? You sound like you're not buying it.
I don't know. I think that he gave her a line and she's buying it. I think that's just kind of what it is, but I hope the best.
Well,
for her.
I feel like that will reveal itself if that's the case sooner rather than later. Like, he's not going to invest a year into a relationship if he's not like legit invested.
Sure. But our job is done. We've done what we can. All right.
We're washing our hands of it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Margo.